Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches to leadership so that you can lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're discussing leadership in the age of artificial intelligence. Change can be scary, but when we adapt how we lead and incorporate technology like artificial intelligence, we can actually improve the connection we have to our teams and the effectiveness of our leadership abilities. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader. And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Some out there may think that artificial intelligence is not going to help in terms of leading people. And I'm here to tell you from personal experience, incorporating artificial intelligence into how you lead can absolutely impact your connection with your team and learning and development. For myself, I started using artificial intelligence about 2 years ago. I don't view myself as a creative person. Sometimes I get into writing blocks. Sometimes I get into a block on idea generation. And that's where, for me, AI started to be kind of helpful. Is I'd take an idea or a question that I was struggling with answering, and I would put it into a generative AI tool, ask the question and get a prompt back. And then I would go take those prompts and do a little bit more research and go find some open source data or some research topics and understand and learn more. So it was really, for me, it was a technology to start bouncing ideas off of. Well, then I started using AI in terms of being a note taker for me. So I experienced, different products and brought them along with me to be able to take notes and draft up summaries. So for me, what that allowed me to do in that moment was I didn't have to worry about necessarily taking notes of who needs to do what, when, and what needs done. I'm able to focus on what my person, my team members, they're saying, or what the person on that call is saying. And what it allowed me to do to be a better people person, a better people leader, is now I can listen with empathy a lot more often because I'm not worried about taking notes or capturing a task. I'm in that moment. I'm in that conversation. I'm fully committed to it. I'm able to dedicate the time, space, and energy to reading, emotions and understanding sentiment and content of what's being said and the way it's being said, as opposed to content and trying to capture a task or action. And then from there, I started to learn more about how I can set up my own agent, agentic AI to help out, or retrieval augmented generative AI. It's really started to build libraries for me on being able to help be a companion for a writer and provide me outlines that is trained on my own tone of voice, my own style of writing, to help me with my copywriting or things of that nature. And then the advancements, they keep happening. Being able to For example, I provide leadership and team development workshops. So we talk about topics. And then in between workshops, you know, there may be 4 or 5 or 6 weeks that go by. And to offer a touch point to my clients in terms of AI-generated coach that knows the content, that understands the concepts that we talked about and discussed that week, that can then do check-ins with my clients and be accessible with my clients to help them, that doesn't require my limited time, my limited availability. It's there with them 24/7 when they need it. So now I have regular touch points with team members and they and my clients, and they have the ability to continue to learn. So being able to tap into that connection with the assistance of AI, my clients feel more supported. They feel that they're getting more value out of what I'm providing, which again comes back to people connection and people leadership. The leadership landscape, it has changed. It used to be an industrial age, authoritative, you know, style of leadership. And now we're in the digital age of coaching and empowering teams. Collaborating with AI allows you the time to focus on strategic thinking and human connection with your team, rather than on the administrative and day-to-day tasks, the mundane, time-sucking management tasks, calendar invites, generic type email follow-ups, these small reminders, you know, note, like I said before, note-taking and pushing that information out. AI has significantly impacted people and people leadership in a number of ways. One, data-driven decision-making. AI can analyze vast amounts of data that it's fed, performance metrics, skills assessments, how people score themselves and view themselves on a self-assessment, a 360 assessment. So when you can feed this into AI, now you can really get a very targeted approach to making more informed decisions about hiring, promotions, talent development, based on information that you may not be able to consume or you may be overwhelmed by when it comes to making decisions. So you can find the balance of, you know, intrinsic decision-making, going with your gut, with data-driven decision-making of vast amounts of data where you might miss something that is clearly there when you can feed it into AI. Next, personalized leadership development. AI can tailor leadership training programs to individual needs by analyzing their strengths, their weaknesses, their opportunities, their current leadership style, their current team members' view and perception of their leadership style, enables you then to provide targeted feedback and customized developmental plans, rather than putting somebody through your, you know, pre-planned leadership training where they already have a strength. You can focus on maybe improving some of those gaps and those holes in their leadership. Utilizing AI and those tools to analyze that and provide a specific plan for you is going to shift learning and development so that you can be more focused on helping your team member overcome something that might be detrimental to their career growth and profession. Talent identification and assessment. Again, AI algorithms, they can scan large candidate pools and they can identify potential leaders based on objective criteria, reducing bias in the selection process. Now, I know this is controversial and systems need to become more and more, you know, more and more smart, fed by more and more data. And there's been research that has shown some of these talent identification and assessment algorithms are biased by the people who are feeding them the information based on past decisions. So use this, but use this very, very wisely. It should be a component, not a replacement along the way. Employee engagement and well-being is another area AI can help with in terms of people leadership. AI can monitor employee sentiment through data like communication patterns and feedback surveys. This allows you to proactively address any potential issues or improve engagement, right? Now, this is an area that's weak for AI, but is rapidly starting to grow and become improved is sentiment analysis. We as humans have a hard time with that. We think emotional intelligence, you know, we start with self-awareness, but emotional intelligence as other awareness. How good am I at reading somebody else's emotion? How well can I really truly be empathetic and put myself in that person's shoes and put myself in their perspective without ever having actually lived it? This is where AI might be able to help us gain a little bit more ground in that area. And then collaboration and communication enhancement. AI-powered tools can facilitate better team communication by analyzing dynamics, suggesting improvements, and promoting inclusivity. You know, being able to have where are people contributing? When you're talking in a meeting and you're trying to get things done and you're trying to move things forward, you may not realize that Joe over there in the corner hasn't said much of anything. You might miss the opportunity to pull them into the conversation. You know, if you've got an AI companion that's listening to that conversation, you as that leader can get that feedback of, hey, how much of the conversation did you dominate? How much did your team speak? Who on your team spoke? So that you can go have a follow-up. Hey, I noticed, or hey, I read the report and I noticed that you didn't share your thoughts on this. Can you help me understand why? I really would like to hear what you have to say, or I really would like for you to bring your voice to the table because you have a unique experience that you bring. So these are how you can positively use those AI tools to help collaborate and bring the best out of your team and bring people's voices to the table. Now, overall, AI, it's transforming the landscape of people leadership by providing leaders with powerful tools to make data-driven decisions, personalize learning and development plans for your team, and foster a more engaged and potentially inclusive belonging in the workplace. How can you specifically leverage AI to make you a better leader? Enroll the use of AI to act as your personal assistant, scheduling tasks, follow-up emails, note-taking, note summaries, idea generation, etc. Communication and note-taking specifically. With tools like Fathom, you can use that to summarize and send out key takeaways and have follow-up actions. You can collaboration within and across teams using tools like Slack AI bots, MS Teams AI, to provide smart suggestions, automation on routine tasks, efficient team interactions, and follow-ups. Data analysis and recommendations. You can use tools potentially like the IBM Watson to help you make more higher quality decisions faster, being able to suck down vast amounts of information and use predictive analysis or forecasting to see where things are going. You can even enlist the aid of a personal AI-powered coach with tools like Crew Analytics. Crew Analytics has developed a team assessment tool, but they have also developed a personalized AI-powered retrieval-augmented generative AI-fed coach to help you with communication, collaboration, adaptability that can use years and decades of research-backed, proven approaches to leadership to help you lead at your very best, to help you problem solve, to help you bounce ideas off and build that self-confidence and build that self-awareness as you go forward to lead your team. And they can do that at scale. Most companies pay exorbitant amounts of money, $500 to upwards of $1,500 an hour for an executive coach. Imagine putting a AI-powered coach from Crew Analytics in the palm of your hand so that everybody on your team has access to that same evidence-based, research-backed, data-driven information on how to lead at your very best so you can problem solve, work through situations, communicate better, make decisions faster and more effectively. That's where AI is going. Again, be cautious of your approach. AI is there to complement, they're there to supplement, but it shouldn't be a total replacement for team leadership, team leaders, people leadership. Use it for your critical and creative thinking skills. Use it to enhance, to amplify, and to build up. Your intuition and your strategic vision can be enhanced by AI, but not replaced 100% by AI. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found value, give us a like, a comment, download, and share this episode with your fellow leaders. Help us get the word out so everybody can lead at their very best. And if you're an organization who's interested in leadership and team dynamics for your team, I want to work with you. I provide hands-on experiential learning workshops unlike anything you've ever experienced. Your team is going to dive in concepts like collaboration, resilience, adaptability, navigating conflict so they can have the leadership tools that they need to come together to be supportive, trusting one another, and highly productive in the workplace. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or visit my website, drwilliamramey.com, to find out more about those workshops. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.